Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. The Department of School Education has reiterated that while it remains committed to addressing the concerns of the ad hoc contract teachers, the demands raised by ANATG cannot be acceded to at this stage due to mandatory procedural requirements under the state's one-time regularization policy. In a release issued yesterday, the department stated that the process involves detailed scrutiny and verification of documents, confirmation of eligibility criteria, and compliance with established government guidelines applicable uniformly to all eligible ad hoc contract employees in the state. In view of these statutory and procedural formalities, issuance of a specific date for regularization or acceptance of the demands outside the prescribed framework is not feasible at present. Nagaland Chief Secretary Senti Yangar Imchan has expressed serious concern over several administrative heads of departments and heads of departments leaving station without formally availing leave. Chairing the first meeting of AHODs and HODs this year at Kohima, he directed strict adherence to proper procedures, stating that AHODs must seek leave from the Chief Secretary, while HODs must obtain permission from their respective administrative heads. He also urged officers to attend only relevant workshops to avoid disruption of administrative work. Emphasizing the achievement of Sustainable Development Goals and the Viksit Bharat vision highlighted by Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo, Mr. Imchan called on departments to prepare concrete action plans aligned with Vision 2030. Home Commissioner Abhijit Sinha stressed the importance of officers' presence during assembly sessions, while Finance Commissioner Kesunu Hyome also urged timely budget submissions and proper reconciliation of accounts. Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pendharkar, General Officer Commanding GOC Spear Corps, accompanied by Inspector General of Assam Rifles, North, Major General Harinder Singh Mavi, visited Zunheboto yesterday, reaffirming the Armed Forces' commitment to operational excellence and the welfare of veterans and their families. During the visit, the GOC interacted with Veer Naris, widows and ex-servicemen from both the Army and Assam Rifles. One Veer Nari, two widows, 18 ex-servicemen of the Army and two ex-servicemen of Assam Rifles were felicitated in recognition of their immense sacrifices and dedicated service to the nation. A dedicated grievance redressal session was also held where issues relating to pension, healthcare, documentation and welfare schemes were discussed. The GOC assured the veterans that all concerns raised would be examined on priority and necessary follow-up action initiated at the earliest. Later, the GOC paid a solemn visit to the Jaisalmer War Memorial in Jaisalmer to honor the brave soldiers who fought in the historic Battle of Jaisalmer. He also interacted with ex-servicemen of the region, acknowledging their continued contribution to the society. Minister for Rural Development and SIRD Matsubu Jamier yesterday inaugurated the meeting hall of Arok Salang at Kichutip Ward in Mokokchung. The meeting hall was constructed as part of the LADP Iconic Project 2023-24 under the 27th Mokokchung Town Assembly constituency. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Jamier congratulated the people of his constituency for successfully completing the project. He noted that the newly inaugurated hall is the third iconic project to be completed in the constituency. The minister said the hall stands as a symbol of unity and strength of the people of the ward. He also sought the continued help and cooperation of the citizens to further accelerate development in the ward in the days ahead. Expressing optimism, Mr. Jamier said that through mutual cooperation and understanding, the community would be able to face and overcome any challenges that may arise in the future. And a person has been arrested in connection with the alleged sexual assault of a minor in Mokokchung. Confirming the incident, Mokokchung police informed that a complaint was received, following which the accused was taken into custody. The case has been registered under the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act, POCSO. According to police sources, the accused is reportedly the victim's father. Further investigation into the matter is currently underway. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.